Wildlife, a brush with death in the bush, an unforgettable encounter with an irate bull gore. About 2 weeks ago, I hit the jackpot after 48 years in Thai forests. I was alone in the forest and it was raining. I had just set up a camera at a trailhead. As I was walking to set up more cameras, I spotted some fresh bull gore tracks, and judging from their size, concluded that they were those of a big mature bull. I went in a little bit more and decided to turn back as the bush was really thick and it was getting late. I had gone about 50 meters, and then all of a sudden, a bull gore no more than 6 meters away snorted at me. I snorted back, thinking he would run away. In the next moment, this huge beast punched through the bush with its head down in the classic position to hook bad people and throw them into the trees. I saw the right horn base for a fraction of a second, and it took me another fraction of a second to do the only thing possible, and that was to drop down to the left and lie flat on my stomach with my head down. The bull jumped over my legs and then circled around to carry on its business of trying to kill me. For what seemed like a lifetime, I heard him thrashing around, breaking saplings and stamping on the ground some 10 to 15 meters away. A second charge was imminent and could be disastrous if he used his hooves to trample me. Only one thing would save me now. I quickly pulled out my pistol, loaded it, and let off a shot in the air, all the while still lying down. After the report, a few seconds later, the bull hightailed it, crashing off into the forest behind me. Wow, that was a close encounter and truly a heart stopper. I stayed on the ground for quite a while to make sure he was really gone. In all my years in the forest, I have never been this close to a gore or had the experience of a charging bull. There was no telling if this old bovid had been shot and wounded previously by poachers and that he really hated humans. Or was he just an old guy with a bad temper and considered me a threat when I barked back at him? I will never really know how close I came to instant death. Many a Thai hunter has been killed by a gore because they froze in their tracks and just stood there not reacting in time. I have read in several books that the only way to avert death is to drop down flat with your head down low or have a very large caliber rifle ready. I had a Nikon D7000 and a 70-300 VR lens. How did I react so fast and survive? I have one man to thank. He is my dear old friend, Gordon Young, author of the books Tracks of an Intruder, a classic tome about hunting in northern Thailand in the 1950s. He talks about the evasive action needed in this urgent situation in a chapter about a man-killer bull gore in Mae Salak in Chiang Mai. I certainly thought of him right after this. I feel extremely lucky to have survived this attack, and it was absolutely the most exciting experience that I have ever had, bar none.